Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Previously on In the President's Service.
There will be two men in the safe house. They'll say something about Babe Ruth, and you'll answer with worst trade ever.
Two men with guns came into the vault with us. One of them started beating up the kids.
You locked them in the safe?
Yes. Nobody knows how to open that vault.
My guess is they have enough air in there for another 7 to 10 hours.
His name's Casper Light. Folks call him Fingers.
I need you to get to the prison to transport Casper Light here to crack open that vault.
Roger that, Miss Meeker.
Based on The Dark Pool, the second book in the series by best-selling author Ace Collins, the Long Highway Players proudly present In the President's Service, Episode 11, Sister Act.
Helen Meeker's sister is trapped inside a bank vault in Morrilton, Arkansas. Helen has summoned a known safecracker to help her open the vault and waits impatiently with Secret Service Agent Wheeler and Sheriff Paul Faulkner in the lobby of the bank.
Helen, no offense, but pacing up and down like that isn't going to make Fingers get here any faster.
What time is it?
A few minutes before six.
How much time before the vault runs out of air?
Somewhere between 1 and 4 hours.
Is that the best estimate you can give me?
Look, the sheriff's back. Has someone with him.
It can't be Fingers. Way too soon. Who is that?
Helen, George, this is Alf Green. He runs the garage on the next street over.
Hi, Alf. Pleased to meet you.
Alf, tell these two folks what you saw yesterday.
Well, about 3 o'clock, was a man walked into my place and handed me a note. Said that he and some friends were having some car trouble and he'd pay me $100 plus the cost of the parts to come out and get their vehicle running. So we hopped into my tow truck and drove out to a spot on Highway 154 near Perry.
Okay, and what did you find there?
Was his old Hudson parked over to the side of the road. And six people, two girls, two boys, old man. A tough-looking guy, just standing there. I waved at him, but none of them waved back.
You didn't talk to any of them?
Nope. They didn't talk to me.
Go on, Alf. Tell them what happened next.
When I looked under the hood, I realized the water pump had seized up. Then the bell broke and flew in the radiator and caused a leak. I told the man with the note that I'd need to get the car back to my shop, then I'd see if Western Auto had a pumping belt. Guy didn't say anything, so just nodded. I took that as a yes.
So they still hadn't said anything, huh?
Nope, not a word. Well, after I got the car hooked up to my truck, the guy handed me another note. Said they wanted me to tow the car and all the passengers riding inside. Struck me kind of funny. Most folks want to ride in the truck, but the guy paid me an extra $50, so I did it that way.
What's with all these notes?
Yes, that's what I was thinking too. Well, when we got to my garage, the man helped me push the car inside and the rest of the group walked down the alley. I figured they were going to get something to eat.
Go ahead.
Well, the man waited at my shop while I went and got the parts. After I came back, he gave me another note asking how long the repair would take. And I told him the car would be ready by 6 and he walked out my back door. That was the last I saw of him.
So the car is still in your shop?
Sure.
Why do you suppose they didn't speak?
Maybe they were from another country.
Yeah, but the notes were in English.
You need anything else from me, Shelf?
No, I think that's all, Alf. Thanks for the information.
All right. Anytime.
You the folks who needed the vault opened?
Yes! We've been waiting for you.
My name's Campbell. This here is Sergeant Atkins. And here's the man you wanted.
Your fingers?
Yeah, where's the job?
Right over here. Get the cuffs off him and let him go to work.
Alright, what have we got here? Been a while since I've seen one of these. Back in 26, we busted one open in San Diego. Got away with 50 grand on that job.
Think you can do it again?
Lady, only 5 men in this country can talk to this baby and get it to listen, and I'm one of them.
Here's the stethoscope you wanted, fingers.
How long before you can get it open?
Oh, might be less than a minute. Could take an hour.
Make it closer to a minute, okay?
I need everyone to be as quiet as a church mouse. Just sit back and watch an artist at work.
Hi, this is Ace Collins. I hope you're enjoying listening to the long Highway Players production of my book, The Dark Pool. If you'd like to find out more about the adventures of Helen Meeker, please check out all the novels that are a part of the In the President's Service series. You can find them at my website, www.acecollins.com. And you can purchase The Dark Pool or any of the other novels in the In the President's Service series on Amazon in both print and ebook formats. Once again, thanks for tuning in. Happy reading and happy listening.
Good grief, fingers. Aren't you finished yet?
Just about. There's one number left.
Then do it!
Sure thing, lady. As soon as everyone hands me their guns.
What?
I want a get-out-of-jail card for opening up this can. Or the 7 people in this vault will die.
How do we know you'll finish the job and let them out if we hand over our guns?
All I'm asking for is the chance to get away. Just drop your guns at my feet. You rescue the folks inside, I take off.
We'll catch you before you hit the state line, fingers.
Probably, bullethead. But even if I get an hour or a day or a week of freedom, it'll be worth it.
Miss Meeker? It's your call.
Do as he says.
That's better. I'll take this one as a souvenir. Now, Sheriff, where are the keys to your car?
In the ignition.
You parked right in front of the one they brought me here in, right?
Yep.
You got what you wanted. Now get on with the vault.
With pleasure. There. Pleasure doing business with you.
Allison?
Helen, it took you long enough.
Thank God you're safe. Are you okay?
I'm fine, but one of the 2 men who kidnapped us didn't make it. I think he had a heart attack. And this guy still has the drop on us.
Huh? Who? Hey!
Get back here!
Stop!
I'll get him! I still have my pistol! Stop or I'll shoot!
I'll take care of this guy. You go after fingers.
I'm on it.
All right, you. On your feet. You're not gonna die from a shot like that.
I'm going inside.
Helen, your sister was right. The man in the vault is dead. I recognized him. His name is Richard Barton. He worked for Lucky Luciano in Hot Springs. Moving from organized crime to working for the Nazis seems like a strange career choice.
I clipped the other kidnapper. Maybe he can explain what's going on.
You had a gun? I thought we all gave ours up.
You did. I guess he figured a woman wouldn't keep a gun in her purse. We should go see what that guy has to say.
Not gonna happen. Barton has no tongue, so I'd imagine our target out there doesn't either.
Excuse me?
Barton's tongue had been cut out. Probably the same with his partner.
Well, that explains the notes he was handing out, I guess.
Sure does. Too bad the safecracker got away.
He won't get far. My car was running on fumes. I was gonna fill it up this morning. Glad I didn't.
Allison, you're coming with me.
What about school?
We'll work something out. But until we find Henry Reese, I don't want you to be alone.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'll miss my friends. But I wouldn't want anyone to have to go through something like this.
What's your next move, Helen?
I'm going back to New York. I have some questions for a certain British person.
Meantime, in upstate New York, Frederick Bauer's couriers, James and Franks, drive up to the white-framed home not far from the Hudson River.
You wait in the car with the package. I'll go see what we're dealing with.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Smith and Jones.
You must be either James or Franks.
I'm James. Frank's in the car with the package. He's a Boston Red Sox fan.
I always liked Babe Ruth.
Frank still thinks sending the Babe to the Yankees was the worst trade ever.
Okay, bring the package inside. Then you can go.
Franks, bring the package up here.
Okay, buddy. Here's where you get off. Come on, you. No hanging back. Let's go.
Okay, here's your cargo.
Have a seat on the floor, Mac. There. You've done your part. Here's the cash. You can count it if you want. But it's all there.
That's fine. We'll be on our way now.
Yeah.
What do you think's gonna happen to that guy?
I don't know, and I don't care. We just got $10,000 richer. That's good enough for me. Come on, let's get out of here.
You have been listening to episode 11 from In the President's Service. Our story was adapted for podcasts by Michael Messner, who also directed this production. Performers included Allison Johnson, Andrew Sargent, Art Shingler, Chris Phipps, Gary Clausen, Lance Rodriguez, Lindsay Morgan, Max Sullivan, Michael Tucker, Nancy Moran, Rachel Miller, Riley Hunsicker, Scott Holzclaw, and Steph Garcia. Also appearing were the author and the director. Theme music by Alex Productions Creative Commons. The executive producer was Nancy Messner. This is Laura Brandt. Thank you for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.